Hello everyone, Wilhelm Hast here with the podcast Winning the Game. I share principles and perspectives here that has helped thousands of leaders return to clarity and power in how they lead themselves and others. Today I'm going to speak about reflection. Reflection is a very, very powerful activity. It is something that when you do it daily or regularly over time, it builds new capacity. People who don't reflect don't build capacity the same way as people who regularly spend time in reflection. Now, I meet so many leaders that are struggling with spending time with reflection. It feels improductive. It feels like a waste of time. It's confusing. It's hard. They don't know what to do. Spending time in reflection is super easy. What's often missing is questions that allows for reflection to happen. I'll give you two questions today that are super simple, but really, really powerful, and you can use them when you start to explore or deepen your exploration of the power of reflection in your life. The two questions are simply what and why. What and why. So I encourage you to stop every week and reflect on the past week. Simple like that. 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 2 minutes. But stop weekly and ask yourself, what am I really happy with from the past week? Or what did I learn this week? Or what progress can I notice from this week? But you ask a what question of your choice, and then you sit with it for a while. What am I really happy with from the past week? That's a great question, and when you ask it, you probably go blank a bit first. And then for some leaders, they get impatient and this doesn't work, or this is a waste of time. But I urge you to stay with the silence. Stay with being blank for a while and you start noticing what you are happy with. One woman said recently in a seminar we had that what I'm happy with from past week is that I noticed other people see me as a leader. And they see me as a leader way more than I see myself as a leader. That felt good. That's a simple answer to the question, what? The next question is why. Why do you feel happy about that for the week? Why is that meaningful for you? So in the example with the woman where other people saw her as a leader more than she did, ask the question why. Well, why is that something that makes you happy? Well, when I reflect on it, I see that I must have more capacity and abilities than I think I do myself. And as I think of it, I've seen from time and time again that I've stepped into leadership roles that other people saw I could do that I didn't believe myself to do. And when I reflect on it, it's meaningful because my future looked different. Now when I see that I can absolutely take on opportunities of leadership if I keep building on what other people see as a capability that I have versus just listening to what's in my own head where I see myself as small. Simple examples. The what and the why. Do this 3 weeks in a row. What am I happy with from this week and why is that meaningful for me? And you'll start to notice something come alive in you. And that's just a beginner's way to start building reflection into your weeks. So thanks for listening. You're welcome back anytime.